Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Stone Guardian, Stone Guardian, Crystal Keeper, Crystal Keeper, Gym Lovers of Rock Town, welcome to Rock Town.
Hello, hello, and welcome to There's a Rock for That. This is the show where we talk all about crystals, gems, rocks, whatever you want to call them. And I am your host, Mary Brown, coming to you live from Amarillo, Texas. And you are listening to the Psychic Talk Radio Network. And we are going to talk today about love crystals, crystals to use to help your love life. And not just relationships, but relationships to ourselves. How do we use crystals to support self-love and compassion and love for each other? All the good stuff. Especially since it's February, this is the first show of February, and our special featured crystal for the month of February is rhodonite. We're going to get into that. We're going to talk all about love crystals, but first, let me let everyone know that this is a live call-in show. If you want to call in to talk about crystals, or you have a question about them, or the ones particularly that we're talking about today, love crystals and rhodonite. And also, if you just want to call in for a free crystal mini reading, the number to call is 714-816-4628. Again, that number is 714-816-4628. And if you want to call in with a question, you want to be live on the air, be sure to press the number 1 on your dial pad, because that raises your hand and lets me know that you're not just listening on the line, that you want to be on the air with me. And also, we also have a chat live during our show. You can find that on Facebook, on our Facebook group for Psychic Talk Radio, or you can just find that by going to psychictalk.net/chat. I will be checking in the chat room periodically, and you can even post a question in there. If you don't want to call in and be on the air, I am happy to take questions from the chat room. All right, and this show is brought to you by the Tarot Guild, the international organization for tarot lovers, students, and professional readers since 2004. Check out the Tarot Guild by going to www.guild.com. Okay, I'm so excited to talk to everybody today. I can't believe it's already February, February 6th. And I posted a card of the day in our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. You can see it in there. And since our featured crystal of the month is rhodonite, I chose a card, the rhodonite card, from the Crystal Medicine Oracle by Rochelle Sharman, and with beautiful artwork by Lynn Hibble. And that card is really interesting. You know, rhodonite, just like so many other crystals, has a lot of qualities associated with it, ideas associated with it. And in the Crystal Medicine Oracle, it's associated with this idea of reflection, okay, and also winter. The cool thing about the Crystal Medicine Oracle is that it combines not just another kind of medicine. That might be a plant, that might be a tree, that might be a season. And for rhodonite, in this deck in particular, it's winter. And the card number is card number 22, which is like my favorite number. That's my life path number. But I wanted to share with you a little bit before we start talking about the other qualities of rhodonite. you know, some things about the card in particular, you know, and it's talking about awareness, that it's time right now for a deep reflection. It's time to go within and connect to the inner wisdom that's offered and available to you. Your surroundings are constantly guiding you towards opportunities for growth and powerful life lessons. And the connection to winter is that often that is also a time to go within as well. We want to go not just within, but actually indoors often because it's so cold. So I thought, how appropriate. It's cold where many of us are living right now. I know it's cold where I am, and it is still winter time. And rhodonite is a terrific stone anyways, and we're going to talk about what's so terrific about it in a little bit. And we're also going to talk about a lot of other crystals that I consider like great for working on our love life. But before we get into all of that, why don't we go ahead and mix things up a little bit and go ahead and take our first call, okay? So people don't have to wait so long and all of that jazz. Sometimes people wait forever. Patient souls out there. But let's go ahead and see who's on the line before we start really getting into the nitty-gritty of these love crystals. And our first caller is area code 914. Caller, are you there? Area code 914.
Hello, yes. Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for taking my call.
I'm doing great. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Catherine and I'm calling from New York.
Catherine from New York. What do you want to talk about today, Catherine?
I was wondering about love. If you see anyone new coming into my life or I do. Sorry.
Okay, did we see somebody new coming in, right?
Yeah.
Out with the old, in with the new. Let's take a look at that. I'm going to actually I'm going to pull a card from my Love Notes Oracle, and that's interesting. And then we'll do a crystal mini reading on this. So do we see anybody new coming into your love life? And if so, what's up with that person? When's that going to happen? Oh, wow. Yeah, I do see somebody new coming in. Got a lot of ones going on here. So something's being initiated here. Also, you know, it seems like you're going to have, like, actually three different opportunities for this to happen. And we're talking within the next 4 months. Okay. And, you know, the thing that's interesting when I look at the card that I get associated with this, it's talking about rebalancing, that, you know, this is a relationship that helps bring things into balance. We see with the crystals that come up, a lot of stones indicating stability here, okay, partnership. So that is good. That is really good. And, you know, the key to it all is, you know, when we talk about, you know, like somebody new coming into our love life, we're usually thinking like romantic, you know, kind of thing. But this is emphasizing like balance, structure, stability, and partnership, like somebody who can really be a partner with you. So it's not just someone who kind of blows your socks off, you know, and is like a sweet talker and romantic and everything. It's like somebody with some substance. So that was really good. I see that happening within the next 4 months and three different opportunities arising here to connect with this person.
Is that three different people or different
No, I think it's the same person. Yeah, I think it's opportunities to connect with the same person. Which is interesting.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Wow.
So
that's somebody totally new. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I get the feeling it's somebody new. That this isn't, I'm not getting anything pointing to the past with this.
Okay. Well, that sounds awesome.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you so much. Thank you, and have a very blessed day and a wonderful Valentine's Day coming up.
Oh, you too. Bright blessings. Bye-bye. Awesome. Well, that was a cool first call. Okay. So, and we'll continue to take calls throughout the show. I think I'll go ahead and just take one more right now. Because I really, you know, I know sometimes it seems like I like to keep people waiting because I end up like just, you know, not waiting to the, you know, second half of the show, but it's a new year. So let's switch it up a bit and let's take our next call. And this is area code. I don't know what's going on here. Area code 801. Caller, are you there? 801.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Mary, this is Charlotte. Calling from Utah.
Charlotte
I know,
from Utah. How are you?
I'm great. I thought I would surprise you and call at the beginning of the show instead of the last of the show this time.
Awesome. I'm glad you did. What do you want to talk about?
Well, you know, I hardly ever ask this question because I think I already know the answer. But, you know, it is coming up on Singles Awareness Day. And so I thought I'd just see what the cards have to say about, you know, if I'm going to stay single.
Right. So it's a love life question. You just don't want to use those words. I love it. How about that? Okay. So let's see what it says about this situation. Okay. Wow. Okay. So, you know, look, you know, are you going to stay single forever? I don't think you're going to stay single forever. But, honey, I think you got a little teeny tiny bit of a, you know, I don't like to call things a block, right? You know, I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting, you know, both of my heart chakra stones, rose quartz and the green aventurine are coming up as fives. Saying like, okay, there's something going on there. There's a bit of a conflict. And the conflict seems to have to do with, one, I wouldn't even call you single. I would call you independent. I think you're a very independent woman, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that
I would agree with
you,
that.
Yeah. And, you know, looking at these stones, it's like you really like to have things a certain way, you know, to make sure that they're stable. You know, you create your own sort of, you know, structure. Now, I don't know if you structure your days or whatever, but your life. I feel like you
mm-hmm.
like being in charge of your life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And look, you have a great capacity with love. Absolutely, you know. And
mm-hmm.
if there's anything that's holding you back from having, you know, entering into, I would say, a relationship, a new relationship, it has to do with like, okay, you got to fit into my structure. You've got to fit into the way things are. Is any of that resonating with you, Charlotte?
Oh, maybe just a little bit. Or
just
all
a little
of it.
Bit. Okay, for all of it. Just a little, just a lot. Whatever. It's okay. You know, and we get back to what I was talking about with the last caller with is like, you know, look, it's a partnership we need. We don't need just some, you know, sweet talker coming along, you know, and, you know, dazzling us. We want somebody who's like actually saying like, okay, look, you know, I see what you got going on here and I can be supportive of that. You know.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
And you know, look, let me pull a love notes card for you, and just see what comes up with that. Because the crystals are saying, like, you know, you're the one that has the, you know, you've set some parameters that, you know, there's nothing wrong with being picky, right? Nothing wrong with being picky. But, you know, relationships often compromise. It's a dirty word. For a lot of people, it's a really dirty word. And, you know, you've got to figure out, like, where's the give? You know, where can I make space? What am I willing to compromise on? You know, and you know, where's the flexibility that I can create to allow room for someone who is going to be a supportive partner? You don't have to lower your standards. That's not what compromise in relationships is about. You know, it's not about lowering our standards. It's not about giving up what's important or valued. But it's also saying, like, okay, you know, there's room for somebody else here. You know, and so I think that that's the biggest challenge. Now, you know, look, you know, those two fives on the heart chakra stones are also telling us, like, we need to look at that. You know, we need to look in our heart. And what's holding space in our heart that could be causing conflict when it comes to letting somebody in? You know, are we holding on to old wounds? Are we holding on to some pain? And are we guarded? Are we guarded about it? Are we guarded about getting hurt? Most of us are.
Right. Yep.
You know, but at what point do we say, like, okay, that's held enough space in my heart, you know? That's held enough space in my heart. And, you know, how do we safeguard against getting hurt? Well, that's hard. That's really hard.
Yeah.
You know? Because, you know, we also have to look at the scale. What's the scale of the wounding, you know? Like, if somebody says something, you know, say you go out with somebody and you have a good time and then they make a remark that just kind of rubs you the wrong way, it's like you got to, you know, what's the scale on that? Is that a 0.1 kind of hurt or is that a 9, you know?
Right.
And if we can, like, kind of keep it in context, you know, to the moment and not go into defense mode and say, like, no one shall ever say anything that I disagree with. You know what I mean?
We gotta
work on that internal flexibility and gotta say, like, okay, you know, I'm okay with this. And, you know, as long as this person is showing me through their actions who they really are and showing me that they have no intention to harm or to hurt, you know, because, you know, who was it? Maya Angelou that said, you know, when people show you who they are, believe them, you know. So we've got to have a little bit of that in our mind. So we've got that protection. We're looking out for the bad guys. But at the same time, we've got to have a little leeway, too, to let in the good guys. And sometimes the good guys are goofballs that, like, make stupid mistakes and instantly regret it, you know? So, you know, that sort of allowance, you know?
So I think,
and the funny thing is lastly, the card that I drew for you, the message is love will find a way. So somehow I think it's going to happen for you. And love is going to find a way through all the labyrinth that you put up to make sure, you know, that you know, can still have things, you know, the way you want them to be, but also, you know, have enough space for someone else to come in. Okay.
Right.
I hope that helps.
Yeah, it does. And thank you.
So you're welcome. You're welcome. Have it and enjoy Valentine's Day, you know, or Single Appreciation Day?
Single Awareness Day.
Single Awareness Day. Yeah, I just watched. It was so funny because I just watched that movie Valentine's Day, you know, with the big cast, you know, and I think of it. It was Jessica Biel's character that every year had this big singles party on Valentine's Day where they hit a pinata, you know, and it reminded me of that. I'm like, that's what you need. You need like that group of friends that you can like have like a, you know, a big part. Well, I guess we do everything via Zoom now for who knows how much longer, but you know, something where we're connecting with people that like are kind of in the same, you know, have the same awareness, you could say.
Right. Yep. Yep. And I actually have several of those friends. So.
Awesome. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, I can't wait to hear what you have to say about Roden Night and how it all ties in. And
awesome.
Because that's the rock for today, right?
Yes, it is. Our featured stone of the month. And it's great for balancing. It's a really like kind of pretty, you know, pink stone that has like kind of the black lines through it. Do you have any rhodonite in your collection?
I actually think I have a Zuni bear carved out of rhodonite.
Oh, awesome. It is a wonderful stone. Okay, well, thanks for calling, Charlotte.
Well, thanks for taking my call, and have a great day. And I'm going to enjoy the rest of the show.
Aw, thanks. Take care. Bye, blessings.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was fun. I love it when Charlotte calls in. And let's see where we're at. I'm just going to check on the chat room here. There's Charlotte. There's Sharona. Got a nice hi from Janet Boyer. Rainy Rose is there. Hello, chat room people. Hello, everybody. Okay, well, let's go ahead and talk about rhodonite a bit here. And, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, the crystal medicine oracles take on it. And I wanted to talk a bit about what Judy Hall has to say as well, because oftentimes it's not just about like the qualities that, you know, can help us on an emotional level, which, you know, that's what a lot of these, what I call love stones can do, but it's also, you know, has to do with like how they might physically help us as well if you're into crystal healing. And I like to talk about those things too. And with the caveat that anything I'm telling you about crystals and stones, I'm saying use these in addition to, not as a replacement for, to a medical, properly licensed medical professional if you have any physical ailments. So rhodonite is can be kind of like a pink or reddish color, often modeled as like flecks of black, and often you can find like small and tumbled pieces and sometimes carved as well. And the attributes usually associated with it is to be an emotional balancer that nurtures love and encourages the brotherhood of humanity. If you look up rhodonite, you're going to see the word brotherhood of humanity a lot in connection with this stone. And the reason why that is again connected to this idea of balancing. Has the ability to show both sides of the issue. So you carry your piece of rhodonite around in your pocket. Maybe you focus on it, you meditate on it, you look at it, you hold it. And the idea that, you know, that's going to help you with whatever issue you're dealing with maybe you're just seeing your side. It stimulates, clears, and activates the heart and heart chakra. It grounds energy, balances yin and yang, and helps in achieving one's potential, which I would, you know, say is true of a lot of stones. And it's said to enhance mantra based meditation. So if you are someone who likes to chant mantras, or you have your own particular mantra that you use in meditation, you know, add a piece of rhodonite to the mix and see if that doesn't enhance the experience for you. A lot of people consider it, including Judy Hall, a useful first aid stone when it comes to healing emotional shock and panic, lending supportive energy during that process. And, you know, it's one of the stones that's considered, and this is kind of a weird thing, considered an excellent wound healer and able to relieve insect bites and can reduce scarring, beneficial to bone growth in your hearing organs, fine-tuning auditory vibrations and stimulating all these things, treating emphysema, inflammation of joints, arthritis, autoimmune diseases, stomach ulcers, and multiple sclerosis even. So, look, you know, when you look at all of those, right, if you have a wound, you know, you're going to want to take, you know, your first aid precautions that you would take anyways, you know, whether that's, you know, pressure bandages, wrapping, cleaning the wound, but using a Band-Aid, whatever it is, you're going to want to make sure that you do all of those things, and especially all the things your doctors are recommending you to do if you have conditions like emphysema or autoimmune disease or multiple sclerosis. All I'm saying is, if you're suffering from all of those things, or you're trying to heal from a wound, it's not going to hurt to use rhodonite in addition to it. It's not going to hurt to have it in your pocket or hold it in your hand, especially, you know, if we're going through things that are painful. Sometimes we're clutching our hands anyways, and it's great to, like, just put a stone in there. So just want to make sure, you know, that we don't get it twisted that, like, oh, do this instead. No, I'm saying do this in addition to, okay? And one thing that I would recommend when it comes to things like inflammation of the joints or arthritis, that kind of stuff, if you want to use rhodonite for that, you should place it on the area where the problem is. So I know one stone that I often use for nerve issues or joint pain is rutilated quartz, okay? And what I do is I'll take five or six, usually six, tumbled pieces of rutilated quartz, and I would do the same with rhodonite. And I was having a problem with my knee. I would place that on my knee, like in a little grid on my knee, just put the stones on there, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it is that you can tolerate without moving, right? But, you know, experiment with it. You know, if it's your shoulder, you know, place it on your shoulder and or tape it to your shoulder. A lot of us like to tape stones to our body, believe it or not. But that's what I mean when we talk about the physicality issues, to actually, like, put the stones where the problem is. You know, make a grid, you know, just on your body. Just, you know, put a bunch of stones on your body. Okay, so those are some of the things that rhodonite is good for when it comes to physical healing in general, when we're talking about emotional healing and balancing our emotions. You know, it's really kind of interesting because not only is it a stone that can help you see both sides of an issue, it's also helpful if you feel like, or if you notice that you're being, you know, maybe a bit self-destructive in the way that you're feeling about yourself, maybe negative self-talk, stuff like that, or if you have a codependency issue or you're dealing with abuse, you know, any kind of emotional wounds, scars from the past, whatever they might be, rhodonite works in the way that brings it up for the transmutation of these emotions, like like long-term resentments, anger, that kind of stuff, it has a strong resonance with forgiveness and can assist in reconciliation after long-term pain. And it can also be used in past life healing to deal with any like betrayal, abandonment issues you may feel that you have from a life that you lived in the past. And, you know, as far as self-love, it promotes unselfish self-love and forgiveness. And the way that it does that is by helping to get rid of anything that we've projected onto someone else that's really our own thing. Like sometimes we'll feel a certain way and we want to blame our partner for it. But it turns out that it's like, wait a minute, you know, this I'm doing this on my own, you know. It's a useful stone to deal with insults and prevent retaliation. It recognizes that revenge is self-destructive and promotes remaining calm in dangerous or upsetting situations. And again, by balancing our emotions and our mental energy and, you know, kind of making things clear so we see both sides and that can eliminate confusion for us. Now, if we want to get even more out there, so to speak, with rhodonite, right, there are some interesting, you know, connections about the stone. Now, look, you know, it really depends on where you are, you know, in the spectrum of belief and what you believe. You know, do you think Atlantis was real? You know, like things like that, you know, because definitely when we talk about like crystals and crystal healing, you have a lot of people out there that are channeling messages from crystal devas, the spirit of the crystal, if you don't know what a crystal deva is, and they're getting like a lot of interesting information. You know, take what resonates, leave the rest. That's what I say. But I want you to know what's out there. So, you know, some of the things that have been said about rhodonite are really fascinating. You know, there's the creator of the liquid crystal oracle, Justin Moikar Asar, who has channeled a lot of messages from different stones. You know, there's a lot of people out there that do that. But what he said, what he got, the message he got was that in Atlantean times, the time of Atlantis, rhodonite was known as the mantra stone. Remember how we were talking about how it can be helpful for mantra-based meditation? Well, supposedly that goes all the way back to Atlantis. And it's because it has this really powerful ability to allow love and truth to be heard and infused into the voice and music so it could travel upon its healing path within. Back in Atlantis, it was recognized that if one could not hear the words in music, they were not allowing healing to result on some level. And so that's another reason that rhodonite is associated with all kinds of ear problems. We talked about that, looking at what Judy Hall had to say. And so, you know, if you're somebody that feels connected to Atlantis, you know, and there's a lot of people that do, absolutely a ton of people that do, then rhodonite is definitely, I would definitely want that in my collection of stones if I was somebody really into Atlantis. And, you know, it's interesting for certain things, you know, we think about like where do we place the stones, and like when I was talking about arthritis, joint pain, that kind of stuff, you know, you want to place it on the area that's hurting. But all this other stuff, the emotional stuff, the connecting to Atlantis, if you want to connect to Atlantis, all of that, you basically want to place rhodonite on the heart chakra. It also works on the base chakra, The base chakra is great for placing rhodonite, especially if you want to connect to past life healing, heal some issues that you feel are coming from your past life. And there's also a lot of different stones that people like to use in concert with rhodonite, and they tend to be heart chakra stones too, like morganite, lepidolite, that kind of stuff. So anything emotional, anything mental, I would say, you know, you can't go wrong placing it on your heart chakra. Or even my particular theory on it is that really the stone, you know, it just needs to be in your auric field, you know, for the most part, for emotional, mental, and spiritual applications. Okay? So, and what else do we want to say about rhodonite? We can talk about some of the basics here. It has a hardness on the Mohs scale of 5.5 to 6.5. It's sourced in Spain, Russia, Australia, Canada, India, Mexico, Sweden, Germany, Brazil, South Africa, the United States. It's in a lot of different places. And because it is in a lot of different places, it's usually pretty inexpensive, which is kind of, you know, one of my favorite things to do is talk about stones that are easily attainable and rather inexpensive, because otherwise, you know, it's kind of a drag to hear about some great stone that, like, you can't find, right? So that is, I think, just about it for rhodonite. And except that I want to say that, like, look, the reason that I chose to feature that stone in particular out of all the love stones is because I do think that maybe the whole world needs to work on rebalancing, balancing our emotions. We need to work on having goodwill towards others. We need to stop being self-destructive. There's been a lot of resentment, anger, all of these high emotions for the past year, you know, because of, and confusion too, because of all the stuff going on in our world. And so what better stone could there possibly be right now? You know, because we gotta get it together, man. And I think rhodonite is a great stone to help us on that path. Okay. All right. So I blew past the bottom of the hour there, so I better tell you all, take a minute or two here before we get into love crystals, to tell you all what's coming up on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. We have all kinds of great shows coming up. And our next one is going to be on Monday, February 8th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. It's the Wisdom of the Soul show with your host, Janice Fuchs. And that will be followed on Wednesday, February 10th, with the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour with our host, Catherine Hahn. And she's going to be talking about living the life you were meant to live. And next show up is on Friday, February 12th, the Doctors Are In with your hosts, Dr. Rose Wilkerson and Dr. Dax Carlisle. They're going to be talking about finding your soulmate, which is perfect for Valentine's Day coming up, or Single Awareness Day. And they'll also be doing open lines, life coaching, and tarot mini readings as well. And then I'll be back next Saturday, February 13th, on the Tarot Today radio show with my co-host, Dr. Dax Carlisle. We're going to be doing open lines and free tarot mini readings, and we're going to be talking about love and relationship-themed deck spreads and more. That's going to be an awful lot of fun. And then on Sunday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, it's going to be the Magic Universe show with your host, Sharona Rapsick. She's going to be talking about love magic, plus doing open lines, angel Reiki, and free tarot mini readings. So that is our lineup. We've got a pretty great lineup this week on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. You can find that full list of shows by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming, and you can get them all right there. Awesome. Awesome. So let's talk about love crystals. And here's the thing. You know, people define that, you know, in different ways, right? You know, I had a great show, gosh, was it last month with, I think it was last month, I think it was January, with Janet Boyer, and we talked about rose quartz. Rose quartz is a fantastic heart chakra love crystal. Go back and listen in the archives to that show because that was terrific. Rose quartz is fabulous. We talked about it extensively there, so I'm not going to talk about it too much here today, except to say, like, yeah, you need rose quartz. Everybody needs rose quartz because it's just got this, it's a great healing stone, and it's got this real gentle protective energy to it. So there is, like, no situation I can think of where you wouldn't benefit from having a piece of rose quartz with you, okay? And we talked about rhodonite, you know, and specifically, you know, the connections between us all and balancing our emotions, calibrating, you know, getting over old wounds and stuff so we can all, you know, have some semblance of compassion for each other and unity. And there's a couple other stones that might seem kind of odd that I want to talk about here, especially when we talk about love crystals in the context of relationships, because I do a lot of relationship readings. I do, I don't know, thousands of them a year, you know, and I'm not exaggerating. And one thing, oh, there's a lot of things, but one thing in particular that it comes up a lot in relationship readings that nobody really, like, we don't talk a lot about it as being really a factor in them, is timing, right? So often it's the right time for one person, but the wrong time for another person. You have a mutual attraction, a mutual interest. You're connected with each other, but it's just not, the time's just not right. You got too much stuff going on, or you're still healing from an old relationship, and timing can just, like, derail the path to a relationship. So one of the stones that I think is terrific for timing is bixbite, B-I-X-B-I-T-E. And that is, you know, kind of a gorgeous pink stone. You know, you don't find bixbite everywhere, but it's a great stone for getting the right timing for relationships so that we can pursue the opportunity or change anything that kind of needs an update. Bixbite opens the communication between your base chakra and your heart chakra. Those two are connected, infusing you with love for yourself, love for others, encourages action and movement and progress to move toward being truly in alignment between you and your soul, you and your partner. And the whole idea of, like, recharging and updating, you know, because a lot of times that's what we need to do. We got to make sure that, you know, we're ready for love, you know, when it comes into our life, it's like, okay, it's going to be the right time. So bixbite is a stone I would recommend. Rhodochrosite is another one that I really like. Rhodochrosite is this beautiful, like, you know, pink and white. I think that's calcite in there. That really, yeah, it's just a gorgeous stone, but it's great for relationships. Great for healing relationships. So that's another thing. A lot of times we're in a relationship, but it's gotten a bit rocky. And there's things that have been healed and they're continuing to, like, just kind of bother us and sort of eat away at the love and compassion that we have for each other. Rhodochrosite is a great stone to bring into that mix to help heal those things, to help open our hearts so we can have breakthroughs in our communication with each other. Rhodochrosite has a reputation for attracting soulmates, what we consider soulmates, into our life. And, you know, building those kind of connections that where you feel like, you know, this is karmic, you know, this is fate, you know, those kind of big connections that we do think of often as soulmates. It's also helps us to understand and absorb karmic lessons that come to us through our relationships. So, you know, a lot of times people will call me and ask about their twin flame, you know, and people have a lot of different ideas about this whole twin flame concept. You see different, you know, well-known spiritual teachers defining it in like very, very different ways. But I think that we all agree that, you know, this is a soul-connected thing. This is like on the karmic level. And so if you're on that twin flame path, or you think that a relationship you're involved with, or it's something you care about or are concerned with, rhodochrosite is one that I would highly recommend for that. And then, you know, sometimes we talk about love crystals, you know, you just want that feeling of love. You want to feel the vibration of love. And there's a few stones that are amazing where you really feel like it's just vibrating with love. I think rose quartz can be like that for some people because, you know, we all, these stones do resonate with us to greater or lesser degrees, right? You know, we all have our favorites. Pink halite is one that I feel just vibrates with love, and just it's hard to have any negative thoughts when you're holding a piece of pink halite, halite. And it kind of allows us to kind of, I want to say, like, make choices out of love, make choices that sort of honor like our higher selves, you know, our better angels, as some would say. And it's so interesting because, you know, halite is a natural form of the salt mineral, you know. So the idea of like cleansing that we associate with salt, pink halite is terrific for cleansing our aura and, you know, kind of replenishing our energy body. So that's definitely another one that I put on my love crystal list. And, you know, if you've noticed, most of these stones are the pink color, you know. One that's like maybe a little bit different that I think is also terrific is watermelon tourmaline. Watermelon tourmaline. It's great. It's green. It's pink. It's got all the heart chakra colors. And it's just so supercharged to activate your heart chakra. And, you know, there's something about it. It's like watermelon. It's sweet, you know, and it's just beautiful. It's great for balance. It's great for clarity. It's great for raising the awareness of our impact on other people. So that's another thing that often comes up in relationships, is how one partner is impacting the other and whether that person is aware of it, whether they acknowledge it, whether they even care about it if they are aware of it, right? That's a big one. And watermelon tourmaline is terrific because it allows you to see that and you realize, like, oh, well, I don't want to do things that are hurting the person I love or bothering the person I love. And, you know, if we have that consideration and awareness for each other and we're not just in our own head all the time, it really helps us to have a more loving and balanced partnership with our loved ones. So that's the one, you know, and it's got green and pink in it, so it's not just, it's all pink. But there are a lot of other pink stones, some that not everybody talks about very often. There's a few stones that people talk about, but not everybody has, I've noticed, is morganite and kunzite. Those are two wonderful stones and also great love crystals. And I wanted to talk about them a little bit too. So morganite is a great stone when it comes to like acceptance, compassion, clearing away like any thoughts of victimhood, right? And you might think like, well, what does victimhood have to do with love? You know, it, believe it or not, it's something that comes up a lot because something will happen in a relationship. And I think that, you know, it has to do with trauma. Morganite is really well regarded as something that's able to help us uncover some deep emotional pain and unexpressed feelings that reside within our body, within our energy body. And if we're holding on to that sort of pain, if we have a lot of things that we've never been able to express, it can, I mean, I don't know any way else to say it, it can make you feel sick, you know. It can lead to, it's like stress. It's almost like the same effect as stress on the body. Only with trauma, deep-seated things, it goes much deeper. So morganite is great for that. And the reason that that's great when we're looking at love crystals is because that's the baggage that we take into our relationships. We don't intend to. Sometimes we're not aware of it. We don't mean to. We don't want to, right? But if we can't release it from within ourselves, it's going to affect things. We're going to behave in certain ways. We're going to react to things in certain ways that our partners are not going to understand. Especially, you know, if you've never expressed it, you know, and somebody comes into your life and they see like things bother you, but they just don't know why, you know, that creates like problems we don't need to have. That's us bringing baggage into our relationships. And look, you know, when I talk about these things, I'm not saying them, I'm not meaning to say them in such a way that, you know, it's your fault, you did this, you need to fix it. I look at it from the standpoint of like, these are common things. You know, so many of us have dealt with trauma. So many of us have unexpressed feelings and pain that we carry around. And so it's not, you know, I'm not bagging on you for having that. I'm just saying that, like, look, let's work on addressing it. And morganite is one way that you can get some help with that. You know, start working with the stone. You know, and here's the thing, okay? You know, when I feel like so often when I talk about this, it's hard to explain to people what I really mean by working with the stone. So get a piece of morganite. All those things that you're holding inside that are painful to you, that are holding you back from having happy, open, loving, free-flowing relationships, tell it to the stone. Say it out loud to the stone. And that sounds easy, but when it's things that are held inside and deep, it's hard to do. But that's how we heal. We heal. That's how we release, you know? So it sounds, I don't know, bizarre maybe to people to talk to crystals. It's not bizarre to me, but maybe I'm just bizarre in general. But what I'm saying is try it. It can't hurt. It's not going to hurt, especially if you're already hurting. Then doing that isn't going to, you know, hurt. It's going to, you know, give you an avenue of healing that you may not have considered. Okay, I'm running out of time here. But before I do, I want to also talk about kunzite. K-U-N-Z-I-T-E. Beautiful, beautiful stone. And this is where we tap into the feminine energy, the divine feminine. Guys that are listening, you might think like, what do I need to deal with that feminine stuff for? You know, well, that's the whole idea of sort of balance and yin and yang. You know, we find masculine, we've got the divine feminine, we've got both sides within us, regardless of how we identify. Okay? So don't be afraid of kunzite if you identify as a man. Okay? Because kunzite's great. It breaks down barriers that surround our heart. Kunzite, you know, it's, what else can I say here? It gives you a sense of feeling safe while you feel vulnerable, you know? And that's a tricky thing, right? Because anytime we open ourselves up to loving someone else or letting someone in our life, a lot of us feel pretty vulnerable about that. It's like, oh, gee, here comes somebody. What are they going to do? You know, and kunzite can give us that sense of security. It's like, hey, you know, I feel secure enough vulnerable. And what is that, people? That is true strength. When you can feel secure enough to open yourself up to be vulnerable to other people, that's a strong person right there. And that is going to always help us in our relationships. So, look, you know, there's more out there. Pink fluorite, rose aura quartz, as well as rose quartz. I mean, you know, look at the pink stones. If you want to deal with, you know, more heart chakra energies, you know, look at the green stones, watermelon tourmaline, green and pink in one stone. How about that? You can't go wrong with any of these. And I'm going to take a quick look at the chat room here, see if there's any questions in there. Just everybody chatting, having fun. Ah, one question from Charlotte. How does manganocalcite fit into this category? Well, manganocalcite. I love manganocalcite. So that is like a really, for people who haven't seen it, it's known as the Reiki stone. It has a really, oh, just like baby soft pink color to it. Often it is a terrific heart chakra stone. Again, it's known as the Reiki stone. Manganocalcite, it's so funny. It's like I think the way it fits into the category is that manganocalcite is really great for, again, releasing fear, opening our heart so that we can move towards our desires. The biggest benefit to me is it can really help us trust ourselves. And I'm so glad that Charlotte brought that up, because that's another thing that comes up so often when we're talking about love life issues, trusting ourselves. You know, I can't tell you how many times, you know, I do a reading for someone and they're like, I don't know, you know, am I just making a big mistake here? Am I just fooling myself? Am I, you know, all the self-doubt issues that come up when we're talking about, you know, affairs of the heart, so to speak, you know, our love life, our relationships. You know, and we've got to be able to trust ourselves. We've got to be able to trust our own judgments. And we have to get to the point where making a mistake isn't so much about losing trust in ourselves. It's about understanding that we're not perfect. You know, because I've heard a lot of people say, like, oh, I always choose the wrong person. always choose the wrong person. Then I get hurt. I can't even trust my own judgment anymore. And I just don't think that's true. I think sometimes, you know, we're holding ourselves up to like these unattainable standard where we're someone who never, ever, ever makes a mistake. We always choose the right person. We always do the right things. And that person doesn't exist, really. You know, that perfect person doesn't exist. We're not here to be robots anyway, right? We're not here to do everything perfectly. Life is messy. Love is messy. And in spite of all of that, who do we have to really, when it all, you know, when it really comes down to it, who do we have on our side? Who do we have that's always there for us? And it has to be, number one, ourselves. We have to be the captains of our ship. We have to be able to trust that we can navigate these waters of life. And not let the vicissitudes of life, you know, the slings and arrows, to quote Shakespeare, it throw us off that trust, make us distrust ourselves, because, boy, howdy, that's a mess, right? To be in that place where you don't even trust yourself, no. Yeah, and then try to build a relationship off of that, no. So that's how mangano calcite can fit into the love crystal category. Plus, it's a little bit pink. Today's episode of There's a Rock for That, I want to thank everybody who called in. I want to thank everybody in the chat room. I will be back next week on the Tarot Today show. I hope you all have a lovely weekend and bright blessings, everybody else. Talk to you next week. Oh,